best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, December 8th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Yesterday, Sunday, December 7th, was the 84th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Not one news show on Sunday, yesterday, covered the story. I got a very, I guess, simple, basic question for you. Are we forgetting our history? Are we not talking about it? Are we not telling our kids and our grandkids about it? I didn't pick up the phone and text any of our kids or grandkids. Did not mention it to anybody. Now, I was clearing snow, getting ready for the work week. Basically, didn't communicate with anybody yesterday. I took the day off. Watched a couple football games. Green Bay Packers helped us, the Detroit Lions, because they defeated the Bears. However, the Green Bay Packers are now undefeated in the conference. The Lions have lost to them. So it's going to be very interesting as we move into the last few weeks of the NFL regular season. Lions may not even make the playoffs. They have to win out. And the Bears and the Packers need to lose a game or two in order for the Lions to even get in as a wild card. Injuries have decimated this team this year. Not making excuses, just telling the facts. And I think one of the biggest key players that has cost this team the most is our tight end, Laporta. He's out for the season. He's done. And without him in that lineup, it's a different team. Can these other tight ends step up and replace him? We'll see. But it's going to be a very, very interesting game this coming Sunday where the Lions travel to play Matt Stafford, the former quarterback of the Lions, and his L.A. Rams. The Rams are on a winning streak. They've got a really good winning record. I forget what it is, 10-3, I believe. Lions are 8-5. In order for them to survive in the playoff hunt, they've got to beat Matt Stafford and the Rams this coming Sunday. It's a 4 o'clock game. It's a highlight game. You want to watch this one. This could be the Lions' entire season on the line. We shall see. But anyway, hope you had a great weekend. Just wanted to remind everybody, yesterday, December 7, 1941, 84 years ago yesterday, a day that will live in infamy, changed our involvement in World War II, and basically kicked the sleeping giant. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Monday. I got a phone call during the break, and I'm having a little bit of difficulty processing the phone call. My 90-year-old mother called me during the break and told me that the police had just left her home in Shelby Township. And they were the Sterling Heights police, which is where my brother lives, younger brother, and told her they had some bad news that my brother passed away yesterday afternoon. A friend of his went over to his house to watch football with him, and my brother didn't answer the door, so they contacted the Sterling Heights police, and they got inside his house and found that he had died of a heart attack at the kitchen table. So I'm going to try to put this out of my mind for the show. I'm going to try to keep it together, and I told my mom I would call her right after I get off the air at noon. I'm going to be driving down there today to help, to do what I can do. My mother's losing it. So I gave her some encouraging words, and we'll do the best we can. But he's in a better place. I know he was a Christian. I know he had asked God for forgiveness of his sins. He was a believer in Jesus Christ, and I just hope and pray that he's in heaven. Now, I have to be totally honest. My brother and I always didn't agree growing up. We argued a lot when we were young, and we did make amends later in life, but it's my brother. So kind of put things into perspective. 3 years younger, not in really good health. I can honestly say he was a little overweight. I tried to get him on Missy's program, but he didn't call. He didn't schedule a consultation with her. He never found out what she could do for him. But definitely impacted me. So like I said, we'll do the best we can. We'll try to get through this show. We'll give you the news. Thank you, guys. This is a shocker. Whoa. And of course, Mom had to call me during the show. Thank God she called me during the break. But we'll continue on, and like I said, thank you for your text messages, everybody texting in. Sorry for your loss. Jim down in Toledo. Randy, back on the radio. Woohoo. Yes. Over a week now, back on, thanks to our engineer, Devin Lawrence. But, yeah. I mean, I just saw him a month or two ago. Sat down at that very kitchen table in his house and visited with him. We had probably a 2-3 hour conversation, and he's gone. You never know when it's going to come. But, well, according to the police who told my mother, it appears to be a cardiac arrest, a widowmaker. They found him at his kitchen table, slumped over on his table, and now we have to deal with funeral arrangements and taking care of his estate and all that. So, I want to move on, guys. I don't want to talk about this right now anymore. I've got some news stories lined up for us today that I want to cover, and I'll deal with it after the show. But thank you for your texts. I just can't be my happy self today. So I hope you understand. One of the interesting developments of a story that we're going to be talking with Carla Wagner. She's coming on the show on Wednesday from 10 to 11. We're going to spend a whole hour with Carla, as she has been out there collecting signatures. As you know, she's the founder of xmytax.org. She's out collecting signatures to put it on the ballot to completely eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. Well, Wednesday from 10 to 11, Carla Wagner will be on as a governor candidate. She's running for governor using her platform to eliminate property taxes. If elected to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, she's going to make sure that property taxes are eliminated here in the state of Michigan. We're going to continue the signature drive through this month of December. We're still collecting signatures. She's looking at the calendar because it's a 180-day rolling calendar as to when we can collect enough signatures. She said she may even continue it in January. But we'll be talking with Carla Wagner about this on Wednesday. And the interesting thing that she's experienced while announcing running for governor, talking about eliminating property taxes as being the number one key to fixing the state of Michigan because of the lost revenue to Lansing. If we eliminate our property taxes, our homestead where we live, non-homestead on our rental properties, investment, retirement homes, our deer camps, as well as businesses not having to pay basically non-homestead very high property taxes. Well, if all that goes away, guess what? The budget's reduced automatically in Lansing, or they will never balance the budget. Currently at $81.5 billion, Carla and I sat down and crunched the numbers, and it looks like it would have to go down to at least $62, $64 billion in order to balance the budget. The other problems they have in Lansing is the amendment to the state's constitution, which Ask My Tax has in it, would cause revenue sharing to basically go up to the local county. More money from Lansing via sales tax, income tax, all the other taxes that they tax would go back to the counties at a higher percentage. So whatever county you live in, your county would receive more money in local revenue sharing from Lansing, which would drive their spending down even further on their programs that they keep and run and manage, or mismanage, I should say, in Lansing. And Carla said it was very interesting because now Ralph Rebant, the pastor who ran in 22, now he is out there saying on the campaign that he supports Carla's Ask My Tax property tax elimination proposal. He, as the governor, would agree that it needs to happen. Another candidate, Anthony Hudson, he's talking about it. Mike Cox is against it. Eric Nesbitt is also against it. Congressman John James, the front runner of the Republican primary nomination, he doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't even understand it. Because of the three governor debates they had by the Michigan Republican Party, of which John James did not attend one of them, John James has not heard Carla Wagner speak. He has no idea what Axe My Tax even is. Well, now, in doing my due diligence preparation for the show this morning, I looked at all of the news stories from last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and found a very interesting modern Proposal A plan being presented by who? The Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. This is very, very, very interesting. Because they are all talking about it. Well, in the new legislative year, when they get back after the Christmas break, after this week, basically, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, they have their legislative session. And they are going to wrap up the year. Well, looking forward to the new legislative year, House Speaker Matt Hall is planning to introduce a property tax cut proposal that gives Michigan voters two choices on how to replace the lost dollars for local governments and schools. The speaker told little Timmy Skubik of Off the Record panel, this would be a revenue neutral plan. Okay, I'm against it already. Period. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Revenue neutral? That means you're going to keep the budget at $81.5 billion and you're simply going to replace the revenue? You're not going to eliminate it? One of the options Matt Hall is proposing is to replace the lost revenue from a property tax cut may deal with increasing sales tax. This is one of the ways you could deal with it. He said his staff has given him 20 different options to look at, and he is currently working down the list to find two that he will put up for a vote next year. To put something on the statewide ballot would take a supermajority vote in both the House and the Senate. Hall hopes to have the details in place next year. He emphasizes that this will not be a tax increase, but a tax shift. Did you hear what he just said? A tax shift. Number one, it's not completely eliminating property taxes, but cutting them. And any cut that is made is going to get shifted to another way to tax us. Matt Hall says the strategy is patterned after the original Proposal A property tax proposal of 1994 during the John Engler administration, when voters were given a choice between an income tax hike and a sales tax hike. Voters supported Proposal A and ended up with a higher sales tax. Remember, it used to be 4% back in the day when we were in high school, and it went to 6. Well, that's when it went to 6, 1994. One of the approaches Hall is also considering is allowing the Democrats to pick their alternative revenue source for a second option. Okay, hamburger A or hamburger B? Republican Matt Hall's plan, or the